If you do you understand it? Well, this is a reference to the scriptures. Well, that's true. But what does it really mean to you in terms of the word, the book of the law? Is it, I mean, how real is it to you? Let me think of this with you. To Moses, the book of the law would be a very, very special book, simply because he was the pen behind it. It makes a lot of difference when you look at the book of the law and you were the one who penned it. It really does. You look at it quite differently. Obviously, this is the book of the law. You know, I penned it. Right? Now, if you were to read it, it may mean something else. But you penned it. It sure makes a lot of difference. For Joshua, Joshua's understanding of the book of Moses is a little different because, you know, he's always there with Moses. This is my teacher. This is my mentor, as it were. What he writes, what he comes up with at the end of it all, is going to be very, very precious also to Joshua. Now, you have to ask yourself, when we say this book of the law, what does it mean to you? Anyway, right? Think about this. When you go and go on a holiday, you pack your things. Of course, a few things are absolutely must. We consider classify under the word must. For example, one, you're going to pack your passport. Of course, must. You're going to check your wallet and the credit cards. You're going to must. Some local money if you need to, must. Clothes, of course. Now let me ask you, did you pack in the Bible too? Or is that not it? I'm on holiday. Hooray, I'm on holiday. Holiday means no need to read. Well, then you will ask yourself, what is it? This book of the law. I have to ask myself what I would pack in, what I would not pack in. So I pack in a number of things. Two books that I will always pack in. One is the English tax. One is my inevitable Greek tax. Because I do that every single day. I read the scriptures every single day. Okay? I mean, this is something to me. If you ask me, what is the book of the law to me? I would pack less things. But this, I really cannot think it would not be with me. Okay? So that's you pack into the, you know. Now, I usually carry a briefcase. And, a briefcase, Bible will also be there. So actually, I carry several, you know. Then I have a small little pocketbook, which I put in my coat pocket. So sometimes, you know, you look at it, you just want to refer to it. But of course, it's the most natural thing to do, this book of the law. It makes sense to you? This is how we should understand this. So when, here's a reference to Moses' writing. Joshua was told, "Have I not commanded you?" You know, and then he went on. "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth." So I ask myself, when people write to me in an email, what do I write back? Don't be surprised if I cite the scriptures to you. "It shall not depart from you." There we go. It's always there. Meditate in it day and night. What's the first book that I read? What the first thing I read? Not the newspapers. No, it's morning, all right? In the night time, what do I read? Again, here it would be the Lord's Word. Meditate in it day and night. You see, this is the whole challenge of it all, the book of the law. The concerns about being prosperous and good success is really, really besides the point. It's not a focus. It's something that you may look forward to and say, well, this is what it is. It's going to happen that way. But really, the challenge of it all is to take the work of the book of the law and to make it a part of your everyday life. Well, that is the challenge. This coming Tuesday, I will be going to hospital myself. I've seen a lot of people in hospital. And of course, you know, you are people who have gone through the same procedure, also have their own stories to tell you. And some good, mostly not so good. So, you know, the whole idea of it all. What happens if the ablation doesn't work properly? And I will end up with a pacemaker. You see, is it a possibility? Yes. Is it a probability? Probably not. What keeps the mind really, really sane, steady? It would be the word of the Lord. So if you ask me whether right now I am afraid, the answer is no. On Tuesday when I go in, will I be afraid? Answer is still no. What about all the dangers? Well, think about this. You know what keeps the heart and the mind steady? This book of the law. So I ask myself what I will pack when I go to a hospital. Of course, it will be a change of clothing. I have just one change of clothing because I hope to get out by Wednesday. That's it. What else would I bring? Of course, I was told, don't forget a credit card. You got to pay the bill. Of course, I will bring that too. What else would I bring? This book of the law. You know, there's some books which you read after you just read once. You know what's all inside. That's all there is to it. Finished. You know the content. You know it's not worth reading the second time. But when you have the scriptures with you, and this book of the law, and you think, there are lots of things to study. Oh, absolutely. Just when you think you've read it all, then comes people who come to the Greek classes, and then they begin to realize, wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't see that. I didn't understand. See, meditate on it day and night. And you're just beginning. Can you imagine if you, at the beginning, can learn so much, how much more it would be should you persevere? And this is something we need to think about. This book of the law is not just a book. It is not just a reference to the writings of Moses. This is our life, if we can understand it that way. It is something that I cannot but bring with me. It's something that I begin with. It's something I end with. It is something I bring with me everywhere I go. If I go through a crisis, if I go for a procedure, if I go through almost anything, everything you can think about in life, this book of the law will be with me. That's what God was really trying to say to Joshua. And it's something that we need to ask ourselves too. How real is the Word of God to us? So I make the Word of God real. I take time to memorize it. For this week, it's very strangely, I couldn't sleep. Was I worried about? No, I wasn't. Just couldn't sleep. I get up extra early. What do you do in the middle of the night? Watch TV? No. What do you do? One of the best things to do, seriously, read the Lord's Word again and again, and then find that strength, that courage, that inspiration for everything you need. What is the inspiration for writing poems? The Word of God. What's the inspiration for growing a faith? The Word of God. That is how it should always be. So this book of the law, let me suggest to you, let me encourage you to ponder this thought. Let it be a very real part of your life. If MX hadn't thought it, I would love to say, I'd like to, don't leave home without it. But you have MX. Everywhere you go, MX, no. They don't like MX. So what's the point of bringing home with bring with you? And no, no, no. Everywhere you go, no. What's the point? When it's of very little use, except in some circles. Well, this is what we want to consider. Bring it with you. Don't leave home without it. It would be wonderful if we can have the Word of God. This book of the law is a part of our life. Every day, every situation, every set of circumstances, no matter where, no matter what, whatever age, this Word of God will be our mainstay. It will strengthen, it will equip, it will bless, you name it. And when the Word of God is so much a part of our life, then the good success can and will come. And may we really treasure the Word of the Lord this way. Okay? And I wish you a really, really, really happy time reading the Lord's Word. This morning I want to invite the choir to come on up here. And they're going to sing for us. The Crossroads Choir are going to be singing especially. In our midst here, we have a young lady, and she is very, very gifted young lady. Look after yourself, as ask the Lord to bless us. And Father, this morning we commit little Samuel into your hands once again, and ask that you would give to the doctors the wisdom and the skills needed to treat this problem that is causing him great distress. And we pray that you will strengthen the family as well as they pace their hearts, their minds, as they look up to you. Give to them your comfort, your grace especially. We think of Mrs. Chu and how she has to undergo operation even at her late age. We ask you to just be that special source of encouragement and strength for her. And now we ask that this wonderful grace, love of God our Father will be given to us all. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that enables us to cope with all the challenges of life, enable us to live meaningfully, significantly, always for Him. And may the Spirit of God give to us the strength of hope and trust that it would be necessary to enable us to live truly, powerfully, victoriously to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.